51551 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena. Nice to be back with you. Thanks to Kev for looking after the shop for the last week and a half or so. In 2017, a new play by actor Claire Munnelly called Charlie is a Klepto opened at the Axis Ballymun in Dublin. Claire in the lead role and directed by actor Aaron Monaghan, who also happens to be Claire's husband. It met with widespread critical and popular acclaim and award nominations. Now Claire is back with her second play, Minefield, also opening at the Axis in Ballymun, also directed by Aaron, who's still her husband, and she's playing the role of Jo, a woman who has more than one reason to avoid the online world. And Claire and Aaron are with me in studio right now. How much pressure was on play number two after the success of Charlie is a Klepto, play number one, Claire?
Yeah, a fair bit. I suppose I've taken a bit of the pressure off myself by giving myself other actors, which is nice. I don't feel so alone up there anymore. I'm not the only person getting rigorous direction from Aaron. So he's giving other people a hard time now as well, which is nice.
So it's divided by three.
Yeah, kind of. But I'm also producing the show in association with Axis, so...
You took on another role.
Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, glutton for punishment.
And clearly, I mean, the dynamic between the two of you in terms of actor-director, and, you know, we mentioned Charlie as a Klepto on that dynamic, but you two have worked together as actor and director on several occasions, I think, haven't you?
We have indeed. This is our fourth time working together as actor and director. Yeah, I think you have a shorthand when you... I know it could be problematic for some couples, but Aaron has, as I like to say, a decade on me in this industry. So he has that. You can't deny that wealth of experience to have in the room. And also, he's as dedicated to the show being a success as I am, I suppose.
Just, I mean, what is that old gem of what is the elevator pitch for Minefield? I mean, you have it even in the title there. It is about the minefield of communications between... the sexes, for sure.
Yeah.
But there's an added part to that communication, in that a lot of this communication now is online. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, very much so. I suppose, like, the human communication is so different now with the way we communicate online. You're not speaking to somebody face to face. You don't have that human connection, and things can get taken out of context. Or, like, I read a book called So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson before I wrote the play, about lives being decimated by a badly timed tweet.
Yeah, or, and public shaming subsequent.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
It.
And that kind of features in the play to some degree as well. And I suppose just the vast difference between how we communicate with one another online and how we do face to face. And the lack of face-to-face communication now that we have all those ways of communicating.
And do you think the gender element of that adds, multifaceted layers to this, or real difficulties that don't? I mean, communication between the gender, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It's as old as the hills, really. That discussion.
Yeah, I think communication between people in general online can be problematic for loads of reasons. But yeah. I suppose in the context of the play, particularly gender is an issue between these people. We have one character who is. Or two characters who are in their previous lives been incels, involuntary celibates. And
I was going to explain that term, incels.
Yeah, it's short for involuntary celibate. And they're a group of men online who are, as the term implies, involuntarily celibate. And it started out from like the pickup artist and how to pick up women by maybe putting them down or whatever, and it just grew into this online. I went to a very dark place on the internet for the research for this play, but I suppose just a place where young men found a tribe online, or young misunderstood men maybe who didn't feel at home in their world found a community online, not necessarily a very healthy one, but and the difference that makes in their real lives then when that begins to spill out into the real world.
But you were kind of approaching it though from that angle of lonely young men who in fact are finding difficulties in communication in real life.
Yeah, indeed. I think I wanted to write a play about human connection. And then when I started to write a play about human connection, all this stuff became apparent and came out in the writing. So it's not a moral tale or a judgment on anybody in particular. It's just, I suppose, my thoughts about how we communicate now and how difficult that can be when the human face-to-face connection is missing in somebody's life.
Because we know how much we read from each other, just you need
exactly, and how things can be
room.
Taken out of context online.
Yeah, now you are acting in the show as a character called Jo. I presume that's very purposeful, having the kind of the name that could be either gender there.
Yeah, I suppose when I started writing the show, I didn't have any of this in mind, and it was very much just a two strangers meeting on a park bench kind of even possible romantic comedy vibe, and then it all got very dark. So, yeah, they're just two really regular people who I think people will connect with and then be conflicted when they find out what their backgrounds are.
All right, so you're playing the character of Joe here in this clip, and Jamie O'Neill is playing the character of Jack, and it's kind of, it's almost like a television style interview is the clip that we're getting here, isn't that? That's the one that we
have.
Yeah,
oh, the interviewer isn't actually Joe, she's a separate...
entity.
Yes, as there, indeed.
So we'll talk about the amount of technology that's involved in it.
Yes.
So it's you as that television interviewer interviewing indeed. The character of Jack, who's the young man.
And tell us, for our viewers for whom this is all new, what exactly drives a young man to seek out these fora?
Well, that's quite a complicated question to try and address in a short time, but I think the root of it is loneliness. These boys, men, they have no tribe. They're lost in their lives for whatever reason, social isolation, bullying, troubles at home. There are myriad reasons why they end up on these sites.
But really, at the heart of it, it's because they can't get laid, seemingly.
Yeah, no, it's really not as simplistic as that, as not getting laid. I mean, I think it's about human connection. The worst mistake we can make as people, as a generation faced with this, is to lack empathy. That's exactly what drives these boys, men, to engage in this behaviour in the first place.
You're implying that it's society's fault.
Again, throwing around fault or blame helps no one. I'm just pointing out the flaws on both sides of the argument.
I'm sorry, but I fail to see the flaw in the argument that women should not be brutally masquered because they fail to put out.
No, and of course I don't debate that for a moment, but if we fail to engage with these people, these young, damaged men, on a human level, then we'll never get to the root of the problem.
And what is the root, in your opinion?
But young men are faced with conflicting advice on a daily basis. Just be yourself. Women like men to be tough. Don't show emotion. You're not emotionally available. Women don't want a man who treats them badly. But the evidence is often to the contrary.
I'm sorry, what exactly do you mean by that?
I just will treat them mean, keep them keen.
There's the line. Jamie O'Neill as Jack there, and Claire Monnelly, who's the author of the play and is playing the character of Joe in the play, but just for the purposes of that clip, you read in that part of the television interview for us, Claire. Aaron Monaghan, who's also here, as I said, and directing the production, fourth time now that you've worked with Claire, husband and wife, as director. Just wondering, it's Claire's play. I don't think any of us are doubting that. But given that, you know, you are living at close quarters and you were living at close quarters during the writing period, do you stay out of the writing altogether, or does Claire share some of that with you as we go?
I'm very lucky that Claire very much shares it with me. It's funny to hear her talk about it. There was an early version of this play. I think Claire started to write out a play about social media and stuff like that.
Body image,
body image and things like that. Oh. And you know, you get to see the early draft of this stuff. Like, I don't get to do that with other writers. I don't get to interfere. But she's very good. In giving me this, like, she's worked with a dramaturg on this play as well, but with Charlie, we worked very, very closely. Charlie's a klepto. Sorry. I think I really kind of put it through the
mail on that.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we agonised over every line on that, and I'd never get to do that with another play.
But I guess that there is a payoff in that when it comes to the point of directing, because some of that work would be what you'd be doing as a director, playwright, in the rehearsal room anyway, changing stuff, but maybe you've it done before you even get there.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was great for, you know, to see the genesis of this play. Claire very often has a great idea and then goes off and writes it, and I'm fascinated to see how it's going to emerge. And then I'm allowed in on the process to kind of, you know, structure it, I suppose. And it's been great, like, the week before we started rehearsals on this, I kind of got to tear the play apart. Is that fair to say?
It is.
It's, you know, that famous phrase about having a story having a beginning, middle and an end. We got to mess around with that a lot. So I got to kind of add scenes and mess it up a little bit and kind of make it a little bit more intriguing, I suppose. So I got to kind of make a production out of it. I think it's very few writers who'd let me do that as a director. Yeah,
yeah. So we should mention that. We mentioned Jamie O'Neill, who's playing the character of Jack, and Claire, you would be playing Joe on the night, who's the Joe and Jack are the kind of the main protagonists. But there's another character in there. Is he Killian?
Yes.
I think I saw there was another name that we came across in this, maybe a draft I saw, but Killian is who he's called. Who's playing Killian?
Jack Mullarkey.
Yes. And what do you want to tell us about Killian? Because he's important to the story, but you don't need to tell us exactly how, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose it's hard to know what to give away and what not to give away. I suppose with the Joe and Jack characters, they meet as apparent strangers, in that Joe thinks they're strangers, but Jack knows that they have this previous online history.
Right.
And the fallout from that online history was quite dire in terms of the consequences in the real world. And I suppose Killian, who's a young man, was a victim of the consequences of that action, yeah, without being too vague or cryptic.
Yeah, no, that's, I think that will, for those who haven't read the play, I think you still have a sense that, you know, there's an important triangle, yeah, involved in all of that. I mentioned, you know, Claire was reading that part of the television interview. There's quite a lot of technology involved in the play as well, Aaron.
Yeah, I think it's like you could nearly describe it as half theatre, half film. Like she's dived into this world of technology. So we have an amazing production team, Ellen Kirk, who's we've spent like a good few days filming a lot of this footage. Because the internet is like another character in the play, so you get to see a lot of YouTube videos. You get to see a lot of like tweeting, a lot of Instagram stuff. And because the character is going to spend a lot of time in the online world, we get to dive into their world. I think the internet and that AV stuff, the video stuff, kind of represents the past or the future, while the theatre stuff kind of happens in real time. So it kind of it helps us mess around with the timeline of things.
Yeah, and Claire, you were saying, Claire, that this is a co-production, that you're working on the production side of it with Access Ballymun. Do you two think of yourselves as a kind of, because Aaron also, you're the artistic director of Living Dread, based down in Virginia and in County Cavan. Do you think of this as a kind of another, a side project, the two of you, almost like a mini theatre company?
We do now.
Done.
It's fixed. It happened in this studio.
Yeah.
It's funny. No one else has ever directed my work, and that I'm a relatively new playwright. So I was saying to Aaron when we were working on the script last week, I was like, is this how people do it? Like, will other people be tearing my script apart in this same way? But there's a real strength in that. Like he said, the fact that he can come in, take the script and tear it apart and put it back together in such a way is, I think, can only make the work more powerful. So, yeah, I mean, it works so far.
Well, I suppose that is one of the tests of a good play, that you can tear it apart and it still goes back together.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think it's stronger for it as well. There's another, it's like, this isn't the end of it either in terms of if it is a theatre company. She's working on a couple of more projects that, like, again, it's lovely to be involved at the early stages, yeah, and we're very excited about that.
And notably, you referred to yourself as a playwright, Claire. I think the last time when you were in, and we're probably talking about Charlie as a Klepto, I guess, you were kind of wary about using the term playwright. No, I'm an actor and I'm just doing a bit of writing almost on the side.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think I started writing from a place of frustration and boredom and wanting to be working and
not
having
the first
creative
actor
outlet.
Who did that.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
But Charlie became so much more than that, and it became a new outlet for my creativity, and I think I found something else that I'm good at. So no, I can happily call myself a playwright now.
And every time you say Charlie, I think, who's this guy, Charlie? it's the first baby, the play. Okay. Minefield is Claire Monnelly's current play, directed by Aaron Monaghan. Claire and Aaron in studio with me this evening. It's at Access in the Ballymun from the 11th through until the 14th of September, and then it's at Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin City Centre from the 7th to the 22nd of September, and all that is as part of the 2019 Dublin Fringe Festival. You can find out full details on fringefest.com.